This is the Evil Never Dies podcast with Brett and Carl. This podcast may contain adult themes, violence, and strong language. Listener discretion is advised.
The Evil Never Dies podcast.
Welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast. I'm Brett, back with Carl here. What's going on, man?
Don't know what's going on. The haunted house didn't get destroyed in the rain. That's all I can say positive.
Yeah, I know. I took a walk through there and
didn't
touch a goddamn thing either.
I no longer have my ponytail either.
You know, ponytail?
At least it made me take it off when I went to the Niza Pizza, so...
That's funny. You look cute.
I know. I like my ponytail.
Well, your bangs are long enough to.
They are now. Yeah. Well, they're kind of fluffed back now after the ponytail.
It was a front ponytail. Yeah. If you remember the Count Karabi group page, there's a picture of him on there.
It's not a good one. I'll put a better one on there. Got a horse. I had to yell at Nyko tonight. He was doing his little throwing a fit and screaming. And I out-screamed him.
Oh, yeah?
He did his little hit, and I just kind of batted him back, and he looked at me, and I said, dude, I can out-scream you by a lot. So about 5 minutes later, I'm like, Nyko, you want to go play now? He's like, yeah. And they're all looking at me like, how did you do that? I'm like, you know, when you're my age, the thing with the kids just comes natural.
Yep. So all right, we're doing some Italian horror.
Yeah, we're going to jump right into it. Remember I told y'all about the church that banned Warlock? I still got the Warlock DVD. Well, that's the church we're talking about tonight.
Yes, it is.
It is the church, is the American pronunciation. I don't know how to say it in Italian, so sorry.
La Chiesa.
Yeah, La Chiesa. That's it.
And I get to do my best Italian accent tonight, pronouncing all these names, because every one of them is Italian. So
the whole thing's Italian, but the movie's dubbed in English. Very well dubbing.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. So
we're gonna get into the church.
All right.
Go for it, Bubba.
All right, the church from 1989, directed by Michele Sovi. It's spelt Michelle, but it's pronounced McKaylee.
Yeah.
You know how I know that?
How do you know that?
I know that because I had a guy in the army I was in with. His last name was McKaylee. And the drill sergeants would always call him Michelle.
Yeah.
He's like, it's McKaylee, drill sergeant. So, yeah. All right. Screenplay by Dario Argento.
Buddy.
Franco Farini and Michele Sovi. Story by Dario Argento, Franco Farini, and Dardano Sarchetti.
Didn't he work with Argento before?
Yeah, I think so. On the Demon movies, I believe, which we'll get into that a little bit when we go over their production. Produced by Dario Argento, Mario Cecchi Corey, or Gori, I'm sorry, and Vittorio Cecchi Gori. I guess they're brothers.
They're brothers, I guess. Or they could just be buddies. I don't know.
Well, they got the same names, last name, so. I presume they're brother or maybe father and son. More likely brothers, though. I think they, because the production, it's their production company, too. So, cinematography by Renato Tafuri, edited by Franco Fraticelli, music by Keith Emerson, Philip Glass, and Fabio Pignatelli. And if
that
you,
was Emerson of Emerson, Lake and Palmer.
Yep.
And Goblin.
Fabio was in Goblin, yeah, and the Philip Glass guy, he was just a pretty well-known composer at the time.
Guess what I got? The CD score right here.
Oh, cool.
You know, my microphone's not even near, so nobody might not even have heard what I said. My microphone was too far off, so hopefully that didn't mess up the show. Could you hear me?
Yeah, I could hear you.
Okay, it must not have been
but
that
now
far.
I got to turn down my shit over here because now you're louder.
Yeah, turn it down. I didn't realize it was that far over. I think I bumped it when I moved, when I sit down. But yeah, here's the actual CD score. Just put it on iTunes tonight. So,
oh, cool.
Got some cool, it's a cool ass score.
All right, production companies, ADC, Chechi Gori Group, and Tiger Cinema Tagrafica. Distributed by Chechi Gori. Release date, March 10th, 1989 in Italy. I couldn't find nowhere when it was released in the United States. So
I don't know that it ever was released.
I think
in
it maybe
States.
Just went straight to video.
More than likely, yeah.
Running time is 100 minutes. Country, of course, is Italy. And box office, take a guess on how much it made at the box office.
350 Italian, whatever they're called.
No, 1.926 billion lira.
Lira, that's it, yeah.
And I have no idea what that comes down to in dollars. So
I thought the lira actually went down, so it went, it goes up. So I was the opposite here.
All right, Carl.
Yep.
Why don't you tell us the plot of this movie here?
Well, the movie starts out, there's this sect. Do you remember the name of them? Because it's based on a real thing.
Teutonic Knights.
The Teutonic Knights. They are chasing down, I guess, alleged satanics, and they find this young girl, and there's this little, is he a priest? Something like that. Yeah. Telling the knights, oh, this is a sign of Satan here. And the girl's like, you won't hurt me, will you? Well, the Teutonic Knights kill her. Then they kill the entire village, including all the women and children.
Yeah.
So after they're all dead, they're like, well, what are we going to do? They said, bury them in this hole. Well, then what? Well, build a church over it, of course. So they built this grand cathedral over the grave of all these women and children that these Teutonic Knights had slayed. We fast forward to the modern day, I guess 89, whatever year this was. And a archivist librarian is assigned to the cathedral, and he has his own plans. And they're not good. And chaos ensues, and I'm talking about some massive chaos.
Massive.
This librarian, archivist, whatever he is a total ass.
Yep.
And we have goat men showing up.
There's all kinds of crazy shit.
There's some goat man sex in the movie.
Goat men. It's just a crazy movie all the way around.
It's a total trip of a movie.
Awesome kills in it for sure.
Yeah, honestly, I'd never seen this movie before. The way it came on my radar because Severin was putting out this Blu-ray, and I read it on their page, and I'm like, that sounds sort of interesting, but I don't really want to blind buy it. So guess where I found it? On Tubi. It was on Tubi. So I watched it on Tubi and decided this is a pretty cool movie. I'm gonna go ahead and get this Blu-ray because it's packed with a lot of stuff. It's packed. And this director has done several other cool movies, and I'm eventually going to buy those on Blu-ray too. So yeah, this was a total blind watch. Never heard of the movie before. And
like I said earlier in the year, we're going to try to pull out some more obscure things and some more independent films, and this is obscure as hell.
It is.
Yeah, so that's the plot. It's a trip. It's a mind fuck, really.
Yeah, there's demons, all kinds
there
of stuff.
There are demons. Now, originally, I think it was supposed to be like a sequel to the Demon movies. It was going to be like Demon 3.
Yep. Well, let's get into that. Let's go over the production a little bit here.
Yeah, did we do the cast? Or you want to do that later?
I'm going to do the cast after the production notes here.
That's good, because the cast, we're not going to have a lot to give on that, probably.
Yeah, there's not much on the cast. There's a lot of extras in it, though.
Yeah, and we're not going to cover them.
And, well, they're not even listed. It's just the main cast that's listed. So,
well, let's go over production.
In January of 1988, directors Lamberto Bava, which is a pretty famous Italian horror director, and Dario Argento were discussing a follow-up to Demons 2.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to call it Demons 3. So they thought up the name Ritoma alla Casa dei Demoni, which translates to Return to the House of the Demons. And they developed the story, and they were originally going to have it with an air. They were all going to be in an airplane. They had to make an emergency landing where it finds itself on an island with a volcano, and the passengers basically were in a weird, like, hell place, like they were in hell in the volcano.
How did that end up being this movie?
I have no idea. It was going to be sort of like a science fiction thing too. They were going to have a spaceship and demons and aliens, and I don't think that would have went over very well. But after they developed a couple of drafts for it, they abandoned the story. And they decided to just write it themselves. And they came up with the current plot. And
thank God they changed it, because that sounded awful.
Yeah, it did. That was like, that doesn't sound like a fucking Argento film to me. Aliens.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they definitely didn't want to call it Demons 3 still. So
that would have sucked, yeah.
Yeah. And actually, the director didn't want to make it anything to do with as a sequel to or part of the Demons. So he totally changed it around.
Yeah, I think he made one more movie with Argento, and then he broke away from him totally. I think he decided he wanted to go in a different direction. So I think this was the first sign that he kind of was like, yeah, you know, Argento's great, but maybe I want to do my own thing. So.
Yep. So in September of 1988, they got a budget of $3.5 million, and they went ahead and made it. And they had a hard time finding a church to do this in.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because it was supposed to be set up in Germany, take place in Germany. And nobody would let them use their church for a horror movie.
Well, it's not surprising, especially in the 80s.
Until they went to Budapest, Hungary. And they let them film at the Matthias Church in Budapest.
And it's a very elegant church.
Very gothic.
Gothic, yeah.
And they did most of the exteriors there, and the interiors were at St. Elizabeth of the House of R-pad for the interiors. And St. Nicholas Church in Hamburg. And what else? He, Sovi, described the filming experience as very exhausting because they had a hard time. They had to put a crane in that church, on the interior of that church, to get the right shots. And they kept having problems with the crane and all kinds of crap. So lots of delays. I wish I could find out who did the makeup on this, because they did really good makeup.
Wasn't it some great makeup? Yeah, especially the goat man, dude.
Well, let's see here. A little more on the soundtrack. Keith Emerson was also on, did the music for Argento's Inferno.
Oh, okay.
Along with the Goblin guys.
Yeah, the Goblin guys.
Let's see here. Sovi didn't even like the Demon films. He referred to them as pizza schlock.
Don't know that I could disagree.
He wanted the church to be more sophisticated, and he wanted to move beyond the creations of Argento from his films. He wanted to make it his own. That's probably why he ended up parting ways with Argento after this.
So. Yeah.
All right, I guess we'll go over the cast.
Yeah, let's do a quick cast, because there's just...
All right. We got Hugh Quirshie as Father Gus. Tomas Arana as Evan. Asia Argento as Lottie.
And she was like 13.
Yeah, she was very young. This was her first movie, actually. Barbara Cupisti as Lisa. Giovanni Lombardo Radici as Reverend Dominic. Theodore Chalapin Jr. as the bishop. And he was freaky looking as shit.
Yeah, he was a weird dude.
He was old looking and wrinkled, and I don't think he even wore makeup, man, for
telling the truth.
John Carlson as Heinrich, and that was Latte's father. He was like the what would you call it, like maintenance guy for the church or whatever, like the,
yeah.
And they must have lived in the church, I think. So
they did.
And next we got John Richardson as the architect. And Michaeli Sovi did a little part as a police officer in the movie. And like I said, there's a bunch of extras. Like 20 kids, because there was like...
They killed like all 20 of them.
Yeah, there was like a group of kids were like on a field trip or something. Yeah. All right, let's see here. Oh, it says it was, what was it here? When was it released in the U.S.?
I don't know that it was, dude.
I don't think it was.
I don't know where it would have been released at, because, yeah.
I thought I seen something, but it's not, so.
I don't remember this even being on videotape.
You said it to me, and I was like, no, I ain't never seen that before.
Yeah, like I said, Severin was going to put out the Blu-ray, and I was like, well, that sounds kind of interesting, and I watched it on Tubi for the first time ever, so.
And I thought I've seen everything that Argento has been involved
in, yeah.
Yeah.
And right, yeah.
This was pretty new, so, to me.
Well, let's look at the Blu-ray that came out this year. It's got a really cool slip cover. I think, is that the goat man on the back?
Yeah, I think so.
So yeah, it's a really good slip cover. It's four or three disc. It's got the movie, but the extras and the soundtrack, which is unique. It's from Severn Video Films, I think. Yeah, Severn Films. It's not real cheap, but I was doing a big order, so I just went ahead and got it. And let's see. Yeah, some of the extras, it's just interviews with the director and Argento and the co-writer, and it's all in Italian. And it's all Italian. No, nothing with any of the soundtrack guys, nothing from it's just the movie, but yeah, it's totally all in Italian. It has a really cool book.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Is it in Italian?
It is not, but basically it's everything you just said.
Okay.
It covered exactly what you just gave us, especially about Argento and the, having a different look and view of things. It's got some really cool art, in it.
Oh, cool.
From the movie. There's the goat man. We'll cover up the lady there, but there's the goat man.
Yeah, so. I'm surprised. Does it say anywhere in that who did the creature and the creatures and the?
No, there's nothing.
Again, probably have to have the IMDb Pro for that. So
it just says everything you covered already. It said, unsurprisingly, the satanic storyline with the evil priest and haunted house was not attractive to religious institutes until they went to Budapest. So yeah, it's a good little book, but yeah, you've already covered everything that's in the book. There's nothing really in it to add. It's just got some really cool art in it.
Now on Shudder, there's a new, I guess you would say it's a documentary interview with Dario Argento, and it's all in Italian, and you do have to read it. But yeah. I actually watched it and did read it. And he's a strange fellow.
Yeah, he is.
To do all of his writing, he locks himself in a motel room for like a month, basically. So, yeah, out in the middle of nowhere, like a bed and breakfast or whatever. And
yeah, it's a great DVD, Blu-ray. The only thing, like I said, I wish it had been some interviews with like Keith Emerson and the Goblin guys, but there's not. I think that would have made it five-star release on the Blu-ray, but doesn't have anything from the soundtrack on the extras. So, but it does give you the soundtrack, which, yeah, like where would you ever find that at? Probably on a record in Italy in 1988 or 89 or whatever year.
I wish you'd let me borrow. I don't have a dang CD disc player to put it on anything, though.
Yeah, I just put it on Apple Music myself, so.
Yeah, I couldn't do that, though, because I don't have nothing to put a CD in.
Yeah. I could put it on the USB and give it to you. I don't know.
Oh, that might work, yeah. Shit, yeah.
Because it's not proprietary since I own it. I think it would share. We'll see.
Yeah, because it's a very good soundtrack.
Yes, very good.
Lots of like deep, menacing keyboard organ music in it. And it fit the film very well, for sure.
I agree. Yeah. Anything else you got?
I got some trivia a little bit, but that's about it. There really ain't much on this movie, so. No. A lot of this we've already went over. Let's see here. The image of the biker's naked girlfriend hugging a winged snake man is taken directly from a famous Boris Vallejo painting. That was a weird scene.
It was very weird.
In total, the film had 8 writers, both credited and unaccredited, who worked on the script. Like I said, Mikhail Sovi makes a brief appearance as a police officer. Latte, they call him Sacristan, whatever that is. This is her first acting role, Asi Argento. And he didn't want her to be in the movie originally, I guess. Which I don't know why. He's put her in almost everything
else. Every other movie and paraded her around, yeah.
I know.
Sort of creepy stuff to me.
Yeah.
But it is Italy. Italy looks at things different than the United States.
Yes, they do. They're very more sexual over there.
Yeah, what we call creepy would be just like commonplace to them. So I shouldn't know. Just the U.S. opinion would be creepy, but I don't know.
All right, the design for the lizard demon gargoyle creature. I guess that's your what do you call it? Guy there. He didn't really
goat look man.
Like, yeah. Yeah, they're not saying nothing about a goat, but he's got horns for sure. Anyway, it's taken from an infamous 1600s wood carving depicting a man selling his soul to the devil, which that fits perfect with this.
I wish I had a copy of that. I'd stick it up on my demon table over here.
Let's see here. There's, like I said, there's not much here.
Yeah, that's about all we're going to find, I think.
Just stuff we've already talked about, but.
So what's the final thoughts on The Church?
Why don't you go first?
Okay, I will. Like I said earlier a couple times, not to repeat myself, but total blind find, thanks to Severin Films. Didn't want to blind buy it, and it's on Tubi. So if you want to watch this movie, go to Tubi, look up The Church, and it looks pretty darn good on Tubi, honestly.
Yeah, for sure.
If you find that you like it on Tubi, then SevernFilms.com, and you can pick up this really cool release. It's a weird movie. Like I said, the dubbing is absolutely phenomenal, or for English. You wouldn't even know that this was a non-English movie. I did enjoy it. I mean, it's a little weird. It's a little freaky. It doesn't make a lot of sense in places, but it's a fun watch. It's definitely pretty satanic. We used to get those films more in the 80s than now. So I would say I would recommend, if you're into occult movies and demon movies, give this Church a watch. Where would I rank it? Probably about a 2.75.
Really?
I couldn't give it any higher than that. It's just sort of freaky. But, you know, like I said, the score is great. The effects are great. But the storyline is just non-existent. It's just not there. So, yeah, I'd give it a 2.75, close to a 3.
Okay.
Average. It's just maybe a touch below average just because of the freaked out, nonchalant, non-followed script that it took, what, 5 or 6 people to write this thing? Probably why. 8. That's probably why it don't make a whole lot of sense, because it makes no sense whatsoever. It really gets the I'll tell you where it loses, goes to us 2.75 for me, is the scene where the lady gets her dress caught in the door. I don't understand what that had to do with anything.
Yeah, I know. It was almost like it was filler or something.
Yeah, that sort of ruined it for me. So that it lost its 3 with that one scene. It was like, this is just, it actually almost made me want to turn the movie off at that point. So one scene can ruin a movie. Yeah, that did. So it lost the 3 just based on that. But I still recommend it. Watch it. If you like it, support Severin Films. They do a phenomenal job on their releases. And that's about all I got, dude.
All right. Well, like you, this was the first. Well, I've actually watched this like 5 times because you actually told me about this like probably 2 months ago.
I did, because I wanted to see what you thought, and then I went ahead and pre-ordered the Blu-ray.
And we were going to do this movie a long time ago, but we decided not to. We had other things come up.
Yeah, like this are hard to review because we're not familiar with them. You know, like last week I said I wanted a familiar movie, and it was Warlock. Yeah, Warlock I saw 100,000 times, so... You get more obscure movies, it's a little hard to put these shows together for. So we kind of wanted to be a little bit more prepared for it.
But special effects were top notch for the day.
Oh, definitely.
Special
effects, soundtrack.
Cinematography was great. Great shots of the interior of the
church.
Very detailed. Just that creature, I'd never seen nothing like that. That was very different and unique. But like you said, the plot and the story was all over the place, man.
Yeah, totally tripped.
Too much stuff going on, which probably would lose a lot of people. That's why I had to watch it 5 or 6 times. Because every time I watch it, I seen something different each time I seen it, you know.
Agreed.
But yeah, soundtrack awesome for sure. I'm gonna give it a 3.5.
Oh wow, you jumped up over me.
Yeah, I like this movie, man. I was pleasantly surprised, but. Just the story, if they would have did something better with the story and kept on track with it, there's just a lot of jumping around with different characters and stuff like that. But other than that, I think it's a pretty damn good movie. So,
yeah, it is. Like I said, I give the soundtrack a 5, the cinematography a 5, special effects a 5. It's just that storyline is just... fucked.
Yeah, the creature and the special effects in that, they even used the good blood in this.
Yeah, they did.
Never seen nothing like it in a movie really for that time, you know.
Yeah, I probably rated it a little lower than I should, but
especially an Italian horror film.
Yeah,
some of them tend to be. When, especially when they got creatures and stuff in them, they tend to be a little
cheap. Look fake.
But this one was on point with it, so.
I agree.
But anyway, that's all I got.
That's it.
That's all we got for The Church, produced by Dario Argento. And I don't know what we're doing next week.
Dude, I don't even know if I'll be here next week.
Me neither.
Yeah, right?
We could both be gone. Then what the fuck are we going to do?
Nothing.
Nah, we'll figure something out, I'm sure.
Don't be so sure.
Oh. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for watching, listening. Hit that like and subscribe on the YouTube. And if you listen, we're available on all formats. So... that's all we got. Thanks, everybody, and
stay evil.
Stay evil. We'll be right back.